After Moshe Rabbeinu is ready to begin the process of the Gula, so the Torah takes a break and it talks about the family of Leviim. So the Torah tells us who Aaron went and married, Elishava, the daughter of Aminadav, the sister of Nachshon, that Elishava was the sister of Nachshon. Lo Lisha took Aaron as a wife. Vatelelo, Nadav, Vyasavihu, Vyasalazar, Vyasisabar, and the four children of Aaron. So Rashi and the Gemara Bava Basra and Kuf Yudam Aleph, they all ask, why do we need to know who Aaron's brother-in-law was? That is irrelevant to the subject at hand, which is the family of the Leviim. So who cares who Aaron married and who the brother was? So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hanosi Isha Tzarech, Sheyivdok Ba'achia. But when a person gets married, you need to check out the brothers of the wife that you're going to have. It's important to check out the brothers. Shnei Amar, as it says, Beikach Aaron es Elishava basamin adav achos nachshon. That's what we need to know. We need to know because Aaron, before he got married, he went to the family of Nachshon Elishava, and he needed to know who the brother was, because the brother will give a flavor, so to speak, a taste of what the rest of the family is about and what the children will be about. Mashma shenamar basamin adav eini yodeh she'achos nachshon hi. Don't I know that she was the sister of Nachshon? Ma Talmud Lomar Achos Nachshon. What does it tell me? This is the sister of Nachshon. Mikan Shehanose Isha. One who marries a woman. Sarech Sheyivdok Ba'achia. You need to check out the brother. Tana. Because we were taught. Rov Banim Domin La'achia Ein. Because the children will often turn out like the brother of the mother. If you want to know what the children will be like, look at your wife's brothers. And that will give you a taste of how the children will come out. Rashi there explains, we do see that this is something that the family of the Leviim as a whole were machped on. We'll see that they always looked at the brothers. Where else do we see? This is the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota, Yedvei Zaman Aleph, says, Azuva Zu Miriam. There's another name given for Miriam. Her name was Azuva. V'lam nikra shma Azuva. Why is she called Azuva? Shehakol Azvuha mitchilasa. Apparently Miriam was sick or sickly, and people weren't marrying her. She had trouble getting a shidduch. Holid, and then it says her name was Holid. V'halo minsav hu nisiv la amar of Yochan kolanose isha l'shem shemayim ma'ala alav hakasuv kilu yalda. So we see here again, it makes a drushus based on her name, that people weren't marrying her, and then eventually she did get married. So it says Rashi, what's going on here? Kagonzu Shaisachola, Miriam was sick. V'nasa l'shem shemayim. When Kalev went and married Miriam, it was totally l'shem shemayim, because her appearance was not extremely attractive, and therefore he got married not for reasons of beauty or anything outside of that. It was simply l'shem shemayim to know that this was a person who would give him wonderful children and raise a proper household. Shabadak ba'achia, because Kalev checked her brother, Aaron Umoshe, v'ra'o sam tzadikim, and he saw that they were tzadikim. V'rov banim domen l'achia eim, b'fabas rabbi eshnochem. So we see that it went both ways. Aaron checked out the family that he married to, and Kalev checked out Aaron's family when he married into that family as well. That's the second one. The third case this occurs is with Pinchas. So we don't have it here on the sheets, but the Maor Meshemesh writes in Parshas Pinchas, and he wants to know, why do we need the whole Yichas of Pinchas at the beginning of the parasha, right? That we're told that that Pinchas was the son of Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. The whole Yichas. Who cares what Pinchas' Yichas was at the beginning of Parshas Pinchas? So, okay, Pinchas was given the Bris Shalom. He became a Kohen. Yashikach. What's the whole background? So the Maor Veshemer says that just like Elazar had good yichus from his mother's side, because we know that Aaron was careful in marrying Elisheva, that he checked out his sister, the brother Nachshon, so too Elazar was also medactic. Elazar was careful, just like his father, in making sure the person he married also had good yichus and had siblings who were proper people with good midos and tzaddikim. And therefore, we see from here that Pinchas was a tzaddik, meaning the indication in the pasuk that Pinchas was a tzaddik is just like Aaron checked out when he married, so too Elazar checked out when he married, so too Pinchas also checked that. And that's why he was considered to be a great tzaddik, because we know the yichas goes back that everybody in the family did their due diligence when it came to marriage. And the Igra de Kala, the Bnei Sasa, writes here in our parsha, with the connection of the Kohanim to the brother-in-law of Nachshon is so strong that what were the name of the family of the Kohanim later on? They were called the Chashmonayim. Chashmonayim is letters, Osios, Nachshon. The same letters. The Chashmonayim were so close to that family of Nachshon that they adopted in a way that name to show the connection between the two families and the idea of checking out the tzaddikim and the yichus and the midos and the Torah of the other family when a person gets married.
Has anybody discussed
Rivka
and
Lava? Good. So, the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Rov Banim Domen Lachiyah. So, this is cited in Masechta Sofrim, and it's cited in Yushalmi and Kedushin in the fourth parak. There seems to be a rule that it was cited in all different areas of Torah. So, how could Yitzchak marry Rivka if he knew about the brother Lavan? What, Yitzchak didn't know Gemara in Bava Basra? Of course he knew the Gemara. So, how is it possible that he went and married Rivka, knowing about her brother Lavan? So there are two approaches in the Achronim. The first is the Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim writes, it's not here on the sheet, so you'll take my word for it, and also the Igra de Kalam Parshas told us that the only heter was because he knew that Rivka was his zivug. He had a simanim from Shemayim that this was the right person. But without those extenuating circumstances, whether the midos that Eliezer found, or the fact that the water came up to the well, whatever it was, if it wasn't for those simanim, then he would have had to contend with this Mishnah. And this is why it says, "Vayitzlak ben arba'im shana bekachto es Rivka," that Yitzchak was 40 when he got married to Rivka. He needed to wait so long, and this was a sign that he was the proper shidduch, right? That he only got married at 40 because he was waiting for the right person. And now that he was 40 and this was the right person, this overrode the fact that his brother-in-law was a Rasha. So that's the Mahalach of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Next, the Ra'anach, which is one of the Achronim, one of the great Darshanim. So he writes in Hanosei Nimrei Shefer that Yitzchak was aware of the issue. And that's why it says at the beginning of the Parsha, Vayater Yitzchak La, that Yitzchak davened intensely at the beginning of the Parsha when davening for children. Vayater is a language of almost enforcing your will, demanding Hashem to do something about it, to plead, to really, really ask Hashem in the most severe way to act in a very extreme way and to do something that would almost border on a miracle. What was the miracle? Because there was such teva, really the nature should have been that the children should have been like the brother Lavan. And therefore Yitzchak davened intently that that would not happen. He was aware of the problem, and his davening was to come and to remove this issue. And that's why it says, L'nochach isho, he davened across from his wife, meaning across and parallel, so to speak, to the teva, to the nature that was already within Rivka, to have children that would be like Lavan. And therefore that's why Yitzchak had to daven in such a way, ki akarahi, because she was barren, right?
So he was half successful.
He was half successful. That's important. Right? Ki akarahi. Because really, the only way, since Rivka was barren, and there was no natural way for her to have children, if she were to have children, it would override nature. And therefore, since her children would override the natural process of nature, those children would not have to follow the usual path to be like the brother, right? Only al derech hateva, whether it's genetics or whatever it may be, does the children turn out to be like the uncle. But since this childbirth was not natural, it was a miracle, therefore, says Yitzchak, it doesn't have to be the case that the children will be like Lavan. The Maral Diskin adds that this is why Yitzchak was the one davening. Rivka didn't daven. Why didn't she daven, says the Maral Diskin? Because she was afraid that the children would be like this. So Rivka would go and daven. It's like, I hope there's a kid, but I'm not so into it 100% because I know what might happen if I have a child. Yitzchak didn't care, and therefore he pushed. And that's why he was the one who was davening much greater than Rivka. Nevertheless, Rishu ibn Shuib, the Sforno, the Baal HaTurma, all note that the reason Rivka had Esav was because of Lavan. So even the Rishonim say this, that Esav came because of that connection to Lavan. This is mentioned in the Or HaChaim, the Kli Yakar, and others. And the Maggid of Kajun, the Avodas Yisrael, says that even Yaakov had the ability to use trickery when necessary because of the relationship to Lavan. Meaning, Yaakov knew when he had to act and to trick Esav, or to trick Lavan, because he got it from Lavan. And therefore, it serves him well in certain places, but that nature to be able to do that, or that ability to access that piece of who he was, came from his relationship to Lavan. Now, Tosis and Yavamas and Samach Beis says that this principle also applies to daughters, and that daughters can also be influenced like brothers of the mother. That's why there's a mitzvah to marry your niece, the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's a big mitzvah to marry one's niece. Why? Because we see that you can have, there's that yichas that comes from your sister. So we see that it's all connected in good things coming about. The Chasam Sofer writes in Eben Ezra and Kuf Yud Gimel, based on the tshuva of the Rush, that you can also judge children to come from a prospective shidduch based on the sister, not the brother. There's all different combinations. Rabbeinu Bachya writes about this, of who else to look into when it comes to shidduchim. Now, how do we come out l'halacha? Well, the Sefer Chasidim quotes this in many cases. It must be 5 or 6 places where the Sefer Chasidim talks about the importance and the responsibility to check out future in-laws because of what will come from the children later on. He says a person will be held responsible if he has a child who goes on the wrong path and he didn't check out the family properly. He says the Torah tells us, Torah tzivulanu Moshe morasha. The Torah commands us that there's a mitzvah to have proper inheritors, proper morasha. It's a command from the Torah to make sure that your children will come out fine and to make sure that you're doing all you can to make sure they have a proper and a good family. Let's discuss some of the reasons that are given here. There's two mahalchim given. The Meiri here writes in Bava Basra in our Gemara. He says, "Klal gadol shebedivrei chachamim v'seichal darchei haTorah tuliyim bo." It's a rule that people need to, that, and it's a rule that we learn from chacham and the Torah. L'yos kol ma'asav shel adam l'shem shemayim. Whenever you do something, it needs to be for the right reasons, l'shem shemayim. Hein b'shah shu ose mitzvah shelo yasen ederach ergel u'mitzvah melamda. Whatever the mitzvah is, whether it's something you do all the time or something new. Hein b'derach midarchei olam. Whether it's something that people do all the time. B'gemarim brachos b'chol darachach adeyu. Know Hashem in everything you do. So based on this idea that everything you do has to be l'shem shemayim, says the Meiri, afilu d'var avera asher mekayim mitzvos nesuyin, tzarech shetiyah kavanaso l'shemayim. When you get married, it needs to be l'shem Hashem. To make sure you have children who are serving the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why you check the brother-in-law out. To make sure that your mitzvah of marriage is going to be l'shem shemayim. That something positive and good is going to come from that union. So says the Meiri. Says the Chida in the Pesach Einayim, his commentary on the Gemara. It says, "Efshar lomar just after the Shmaya deha, did tzarich yivdok ba'achia haynu kadei ladas mahus ha'isha shalokeach." This is going to tell you about the woman you're going to marry. Ki kol kavod bas melech pnima, because by nature the women are modest. Kol kavod bas melech pnima, they're modest, and therefore you can't really tell the woman's nature only on a general and a superficial level. You're not going to really know her inner essence. Because women are more modest, they might not be as revealing about their personalities. And therefore, he says, "Lo no de mativa ba misas, l'chein yivdok ba'achia." You have to check the brother. "Shim heim tovin vadeh ge makalahu." Because if you see the brother who's more outgoing and more gregarious, and you'll be able to see his personality, and you'll know more about this wonderful, modest young woman. "V'nath gemina." What's the lesson from here, says the Chida? "Shim achia eina tovim." If the brothers are not that great. "V'ha'kala yada be'emes shehi tova," and you know really that the kala is a fine young lady. "K'gon shi krovaso," you know the family well. "V'chayotze tuleika chashasha mitzumachia." So says the Chida, if I know the kala, and I know that she checks out everything is good, even if the brothers are no good, so it doesn't matter anymore. Because according to the Chida, checking in on the brother is just a litmus test to find out about the girl. But if I know about the girl, says the Chida, there's no reason to worry about the brothers anymore. That would alleviate some of the issues we're going to discuss in a moment. Now, the Shla here in our Parsha writes, and he says, cites our Gemara, and he explains, "V'kol ha'poresh midivrei rabosenu zal, huk'ilu poresh mehachayim." If you don't follow these words of Chazal, it's as if you are leaving life itself. They're guiding us. They're telling us the right way to do. A person who doesn't follow this maxim, says the Shla, I don't think he writes this in many other places, that a person who doesn't follow this as if he removes himself from life. The same thing over here. He says, the Chazal is giving us guidance about the best way to act. How could you not follow them? However, even with this very strong warning of the Shla, It is not mentioned once in Rambam. It is not mentioned anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. You have to check on the brother. Nowhere. So what do? We have all these Rishonim and Achronim telling us how important it is to check out the brother and the family. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't mention a word. Now, it's not like they don't mention other things you should check out. They have all different types of warnings about to make sure the family is like this and like that. All different things. But this one thing, they don't mention anything. There's only one posek I know of who cites it lahalach, and that's the Chachmas Adam. He writes over here in Kuchav Gimel Yud. He says, "Lahasi bita l'tam chacham, make sure you marry into a family of tamei chacham. V'yivdok ba'achia, check the brother. If he has yirei Hashem, if he has yirei Shemayim, v'tzadikim v'lomdim ki rov habanim halchem achar achiyayim." As the Gemara says, you have to check into the brother. So the Chacham Asadim does write this, but no other post can do. So what are we supposed to do with this now? So comes the Chuvas of the Maharam Brisk, of Moshe Brisk. He is not from Brisk. He's Hungarian. His last name is Brisk. So he writes in Chelek Aleph and Simon Kuflam as follows. He was asked about a shidduch with a young man whose sister married a guy. Right? Rahman al-Tzlan, one of the siblings of the prospective marriage marries out of their faith. So what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do about the shidduch? So he writes as follows. He says, "Uve emes harambam zal lo heetik b'chiburo divrei rava. Af shebishas hanal ein cholik alav." The Rambam doesn't cite, even though no one disagrees in our Gemara. V'chein huva b'yalkut shmos, and it's cited in the Midrashim on shmos. V'yalkein disfar leila harambam zal to hachtsarf to kama rava lav liikuva. It must mean that according to the Rambam, it is not something that should stop the marriage. V'rak eitza tova kamashmalan. It is simply good advice. Uladina ein nach gemina bezek klal ve'in levatel shiduchim laitama. One should not ruin a shiduch just because a sibling has questionable decisions and has questionable path in life. And he continues, Al kopanim, nir l'finas daiti dehachtsarach shivdok ba'achiv, humi madrega harishona, kamo mitzvah min amuvchar. It's a mitzvah min amuvchar. It's a good thing to do. He's not poo-pooing it. It's something we should do, but it's certainly not something that should stop any shiduch. Avalo l'chadchila min adin, v'alkein hishmin harambam. That's where the Rambam left this out. Now, he continues and says, v'emes l'pa'amim, yizdamein shiduch hagun, bas tamil chacham tznua. So we'll come across one time, we'll have a shidduch, the daughter of a Talmid Chacham, she's modest, ukeshera, shiroi ledavik bir shemayim, she has yir shemayim, rak shachosa paguma. Okay, she has a sister who's a black sheep, not like the rest of the family. Umemela, in name adil chatchila, ein heta lisa osa. You're going to tell me I shouldn't marry this wonderful Bas Yisrael because she has a sister who's off the derech or doing bad things? You're going to not marry her and marry somebody else. Ein la malus halalu. And that individual herself won't have those great qualities that the first person did. You're being so frum. I checked out the siblings and I make sure everyone in the family is good. But the person I want to marry is not as great as the first person I could have married. So your mitzvah min amuvchar, yachlich v'yamir tov bara. You switch that which is good for something that is bad. Alkein binyanim elu tzarech adam l'shako. B'mozne sichlo, eiz adif. A person needs to use his intellect and decide what is preferable. To marry a great person whose family is or to marry a person who's but has a great family. Obviously, says the Maharam Brisk, the most important thing is the person you're going to marry yourself. Then he continues and finishes up. Especially if the father is a Talmid Chacham, Yirei Shemayim, v'gam abasa medover, he gam kein Yirei Shemayim, and the girl herself is Yirei Shemayim, be'emes uve'tamim ein l'dchoso mitamanal, certainly one should not, v'ashulchan aruch pasuach, l'fenev the Shulchan Aruch is open before us, and the Shulchan Aruch says clearly who we should marry, who we shouldn't, and this is not mentioned at all. So says the Maharam Brisk in a very powerful, but also just a very logical and clear way about how one should approach issues when it comes to Shidduch. Now, the Maharam Brisk cited a tshuva of the Bach. The Bach is here in Simen Ches, this is in the Tshuvas Yishenos, the old tshuvas of the Bach, not in the newer editions with the new tshuvas. So look at what the Bach was discussing. He was discussing breaking the Shidduch because of rumors that the niece of the Chassan had acted inappropriately. Okay? So he has a lot of issues over here. There were vows that were taken. He has the whole discussion about shuvos and all different types of issues. And this is only one piece of a much longer tshuva. But look at what he notes here. Says the Bach, He says, "Tema'achar dekvar anu ra'um chashuvim v'hagunim de lo katim el hischasim be'ishin imsa b'mishpachso m'shumad okarav over avera." He says, "I'm going to give you a number of people right now who had issues in their families, and they were clearly people who we would consider to be adam gadol." He says, "Let me tell you." He says, "Kevin shemeshudach atzmo hu adam chashuv v'hagun." You're marrying the person; you're not marrying the rest of their family. He says, "Kedeshcha." The Gemara in Gittin says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai de ben Achoso Abba Sikra hayaparut shovech dam b'Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's nephew was Abba Sikra, who was a murderer and led to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Tell me, let's be honest, says the Bach. Someone comes to you, you could marry Yochanan ben Zakkai. You say, "Ah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I'm not so sure. His brother, his nephew was Abba Sikra." No, of course not. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a gadol hador. You're going to throw it out because he had relatives that might have done questionable things? He says, "V'chein Rav Yosi ben Yoezer, Ish Sreda," who's quoted in Pirkei Avos, "Hayakim Ish Sreda ben Achoso." He had a nephew, Yakim of Sreda, and also as well, he's Rach of Susa b'Shabasa. He rode his horse on Shabbos. Rav Yochanan ben Yoezer, Ish Sreda, was an Atam Gadol. It doesn't passel him, it doesn't ruin him because he had relatives who did questionable things. Quotes Gracious Rabbah, the Medrash Socher Tov, "Vin Kain, Vaday nishma de'ein laharchik adam chashuv olid chosam l'eschatin imo b'shvil kupa shal shratzim hatluya bo me'acharav." Don't push away somebody else who's the right person for you to marry and has all of the good things you're looking for, because behind them they're carrying a bag of shratzim, of rodents and insects. That's behind them. They happen to be carrying baggage from somebody else, but that's not them. That's somebody else, says the Bach. And therefore, certainly, you should continue in the marriage as well. This is what the Maharsham writes in the Gimel Shin Samach Beis as well. Now, the Chassam Sof and Eben Ezra and Kuf Yud Gimel adds as follows. I didn't bring it over here, but I'll tell you what he says. He says, "Delo matzinu pegam mishpacha b'shas u'pasol yuchsin." We only find that when it comes to ruining marriages in shas, the only issue here is benotza v'noli b'isser, is if the person is born in isser, in prohibition, can go mishpacha ve'eved v'chayve lavin chedoma. The only thing the Gemara tells that we should be careful about, lahalacha, are things that are wrong with the yichus of the person himself because of isurim. V'chedoma. Avaloi de kilkol masim halo ha'ach Esav Yaakov. Yaakov had an Esav. Rifka achos lavin arami. V'yikvodo shalo lamdim ma'aseyam. He says the opposite. We praise Yaakov that he had a brother who was an Esav, and he turns into a Yaakov. We praise Rivka that she had a brother who was a Lavan, and she became a Rivka. A person who can become a Yiri Shemayim, a teacher, a learner of Torah, become a great person with wonderful midos, and still have family like that, that's a mile to them. That's something that we should look up to. Writes Rav Nassim Leiter in the Tshuva Tzion Nefesh Chai and Simad Lamed Ches, he argues, well, he has tremendous bekias, and he brings a lot of points to back this up, that if the father is a Talmud Chacham, then who cares about anything else? The brothers could be all over the place. But if you know the child was raised with parents who are Yerushalayim Talmid Chachamim, that is all a person needs. I want to end with a letter from the Stipler. And the Stipler, in general, was a very big pikach and had very strong insight into human personality. Listen to what he writes here. This is in the Kayana de Garta in Chelek Aleph and Reish Aliyah. This is the new edition of the Kayana de Garta. In the old printings, it's all mixed up, but somewhere else. So let's look what the Stipler writes. He says, "Ma sheyesh l'tzadeh bazehu." He says, first of all, if there's another brother and another sister who are good, so then Chazal weren't talking about that. That's number one. The whole family has to be bad apples. He says, right? So she has one brother who's Yaakov, one brother who's Esau. Who says the child you're going to have has to be like Esau? The child will be like Yaakov. It'll be all good things. This is something that clearly the rest of the world is not careful about. This is something that is not discussed l'halacha in many places. If the shidduch itself between the two parties is good, as the Gemara says, okay, Hashem will take care of you. Maybe the family members have questionable things about them, but Hashem will take care of you. So says the cipher. And maybe the brother went off the derech before he had the chance to have a good chinuch. Maybe it's the status of a tinuch shenishba. Something happened against his will. Maybe something happened when he was growing up. He met someone. things occurred in his life that it's not his fault. He didn't choose this life for himself. And finally, says the Stipler, you are murdering this young lady, so to speak. It's embarrassing. You have a wonderful shidduch, and you're going to embarrass her and call it off because a family member did something that you don't like. He says, "In this battle, a shidduch." He says, who says you're going to find a better shidduch later on? And you'll have many more years of not being married, and now have other issues on its own. It's not bought in Shulchan Aruch. The low iser, says the Stipler. There is a very clear mahalach here from the poskim and the achronim, that even though certainly we can learn from Aaron and Nachshon Elisheva the importance of checking out the yichas of family married to, but it's clear that this is not l'halach. At best, it is a midas chasidus. But I'll say, as someone who does receive phone calls regarding students of mine and other people, we get a lot of crazy questions. People asking about what does this brother do and what does this sister do over here, asking about the second cousin and the aunts and all these things, getting involved. And people spend so much time wasting their phone calls and their conversations on what this brother did over here, and does he go to Minyan this many times a day, and did I see him go to Minyan, and all different types of questions, when the most important thing are the two people in front of us, that they should have a happy marriage. And we waste so much time on silly questions when the Gemara says, at best, amidas chasidus. If a person has the opportunity to have such a marriage where everything checks out and all the boxes are perfect, then good for them. But a person should ruin the possibility of decades of many happy years because of a few things like this, when it's clear from the poskim this is not l'halacha, it seems to be very silly. So it should be a good thing for Klal Yisrael. People should get married. It should be shidduchim. Min ve'yagefen, all good things, families coming together, and Shalom Yisrael.